You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Halloween is in 2 days. Today, people are gathering to tell Premier Christy Clark that the lack of dental coverage in BC is scary. They're staging a rally at her constituency office as part of an ongoing grassroots campaign to get dental care covered by the Public Medical Services Plan. Melanie Spence is a community organizer with the Alliance for People's Health. She's been involved with that organization's Smile with Dignity campaign for the past year and is helping coordinate today's action. Melanie joins me this morning. Hi, Melanie.
Hello.
How did the idea for this Smile with Dignity campaign emerge?
Well, the Alliance for People's Health has been doing grassroots community health work for about 5 or 6 years. And one thing that we did a couple years ago was something that we call a community diagnosis series of workshops. So we really wanted to talk to people in our community. We're located specifically in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood, and we wanted to talk to people about what some of their major health concerns were. And dental care just kept coming up as something that people were quite concerned about, so we decided to focus a campaign around that.
And what does the campaign look like leading up to today's rally?
Well, we spent once we decided to focus on the campaign, and we called it the Smile with Dignity campaign, because what was coming up was not just that people's overall health was being affected by the lack of dental care in this province, it was, but also that it was an issue of human dignity, and people felt like when they couldn't access that care and didn't feel good about their teeth, that they didn't feel comfortable in a lot of social situations. They felt like it hurt their job prospects. So that was the idea for the campaign. And then so for the past year, we've been really focusing on going into our community a little bit more and talking to people about what some of their major issues are. So doing a lot of story collection and asking people to tell us about their stories trying to access dental care. And so what we've done is we've created a blog online, and we've put all these stories up online. We also accompany the stories with pictures of people's teeth. And this way, so over the past year, we've been able to get a really good sense of what some of the specific issues that people are facing are. And so now we feel like we're confident to take some of our demands forward to government and ask that basic preventive and restorative care be covered under the BC Medical Services Plan.
Now, when you speak with people about their stories, what physical impact does a lack of dental care coverage have on their lives?
The number one thing that usually comes up is pain. A lot of people are living in chronic pain because of they can't access the care that they need. And if anyone has ever lived with chronic pain, they know how debilitating a condition that can be. And then other than that, the next thing that comes up a lot is nutrition. So if people don't have good teeth, they really can't get the nutrition that they need. Those are two major issues that we found.
And what about the effect of having bad teeth on people's personal economic situation? Does that come into it as well?
Yeah, I mean, people, if, like I said, if you don't have good teeth, it's actually a little bit harder to get a job. So that definitely comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Now, British Columbia had more public insurance coverage at one point. What changed, and what kind of public dental programs are left?
Yeah, well, the political climate changed, I suppose. And right now what we see is a system where really there aren't a lot of people who are getting coverage. In the whole of the country, actually, there's only 5% of dental care is covered by the government. So it's really when people are accessing dental care, they're doing it mainly through employment-based insurance. And so now in BC, if you're living on income assistance, you have some access. But again, actually in March of 2010, that assistance was cut down even further. So people went from being able to get 2 visits a year to only 1 visit a year. And the services that are available through the government for those living on welfare is more emergency than preventive.
Now, I understand that there are other provinces that have what are called Dentacade programs. What do those models look like?
Well, so there is actually a debate right now, or a conversation, I guess, happening in policy circles in this country around what a model of public dental care could look like. And people talk about Dentacare versus Dentacade. And so Dentacade is based off of the U.S. Medicaid, so it would be a targeted program. And when people talk about Dentacaid in Canada, they're usually talking about targeted programs for low-income people, people living on income assistance, and usually children. So in other provinces, there have been instances where care for kids is covered, but it's limited. So in BC, we have the Healthy Kids Program, but that's limited in terms of the age that the kids are under 18, and after that, they're not eligible, and the parents have to be on premium assistance under MSP in order to qualify.
I just want to step back for a second and just get a picture of what, you know, what this might look for someone, like what it might have looked like when you were collecting these stories. Mm-hmm. Can you maybe describe what somebody who was from the working poor might face in terms of their dental care? They, you know, they have a job, maybe it doesn't pay well. What kind of impacts would we see there?
Yeah, I mean, the working poor represent a significant gap in Canada in our dental care policy. And this refers to people, when we talk about the working poor, we talk about people who are employed, so they don't qualify for income assistance from the government, but they're employed in work where they don't actually have access to insurance through their work. And this is actually a third of Canadians, they qualify as working poor. And it's just such a shame because dental insurance is the most significant predictor of utilizing dental care. So if people don't have that insurance, then they're just not going to see the dentist, and they're suffering as a result.
What's your organization's recommendation for how we could provide really good dental care for everyone?
Well, our demand, and our demand that we're going to be taking in front of Christy Clark's office this afternoon, is that basic dental care services, basic preventive and restorative care, be covered under the BC Medical Services Plan. This is something that we developed because that's what people wanted. The people that we talked to, the people in our community, they want that care to be covered. But it's also not unprecedented. There's been research done in this province, research by Bruce Wallace and the folks at the Vancouver Public Interest Research Group and the Kool-Aid Society there in Victoria. And they said they recommended the same thing, that BC cover those basic dental care services. So that's something that we want to see addressed in the short term. In the long term, we want to see the structural issues that undermine equality in oral health be addressed.
Tell me more about that.
Well, we want to see because in BC, the people who aren't able to access care are the people who are living in poverty. They're people who are working class people, and so the reason why they're suffering from all of these dental issues is simply because they don't have money, and we don't think that that's fair. We don't think that a person's smile should depend on how much money they make. So we want to see a political system and an economic system where everyone is able to access the kind of care they need regardless of how much money they make.
Now, you're going to be rallying today at Christy Clark's constituency office on West 4th. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen at that there? What do you expect to happen at one?
Well, we're going to be reading out a letter. We're going to be sharing some of the stories that we've been collecting. I think it's going to be a lively and a fun atmosphere. We're going to be doing a little skit. And we're really just going to be, this is our first time where we're taking our campaign into the streets in such a public way. So we're really just trying to rally some more public popular support around the campaign.
Great. Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with us about this morning, Melanie, and good luck with the event this afternoon.
Thanks, and I would just add that if people want to learn more about the campaign, they could go to our blog, which is smilewithdignity.wordpress.com.
Great, and I'll tell people a few more details about how they can join the event this afternoon.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Melanie Spence. Melanie is a community organizer with the Alliance for People's Health, and she's coordinating today's action at the Premier's constituency office. If you're interested in Smile with Dignity, as Melanie says, you can visit smilewithdignity.wordpress.org. Today's rally is at 1 p.m. at Christy Clark's constituency office, located at 3615 West 4th, which is at Alma Street. And there's also going to be a contingent meeting at Occupy Vancouver's information booth at 1215 to take the bus together down to the rally.